Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Well, let me encourage you from this one particular scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. And beautifully Apostle Paul writes, and he's writing, if you see his scenario from where he's writing, he's in a dungeon, he's imprisoned, and he's writing to a free church outside, and he's concerned about the welfare of the body of Christ. And he says, everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Wow, right? Paul is saying, put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. Message translation says that. That means we have to do a few things as Christians, right? We are being encouraged by this apostle who is all concerned about the church. So he's very much interested about the welfare of the church. So the five things that I'm going to talk about to you is, number one, be genuinely interested in others. The Bible says in the Romans chapter 12 verse 15, laugh when they are happy, shed tears when they are down. And you can only do that when you take the time to find out what's going on in someone else's world, correct? Secondly, be upbeat, be cheerful, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 15:13, a cheerful heart, right? It says that a cheerful heart brings a smile, a sad heart makes it difficult or hard to get through the day. Right? Don't dump your problems on others. They have enough of their own. Take them to the Lord in prayer. Thirdly, be careful what you say and always say less than you think. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in. And since how you speak is as important as what you say, always be kind and courteous. Fourthly, be reliable. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 3 that in the last days men shall be truce breakers. But you don't have to fulfill that prophecy. When you say you will do something, do it. Character is measured by actions, not words. So strive to be a person whose word has meaning. Fifthly, be an encourager. Barnabas was known as a motivator because he encouraged the believers in Acts chapter 11 verse 23. Ever notice what happens when you push a child on a swing? Right? When he used to push a child on a swing, what happens? Eventually they start pumping and doing it themselves. They just need a little push, a little help to get going. Even a smile can work wonders. Job said in 29:24 of the book of Job, New Living Translation, when they were discouraged, I smiled at them. My look of approval was precious to them. So sometimes, my dear brothers and sisters, it is that simple, that simple. Love seeketh not its own, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Can we be interested in the body of Christ, in one another, praying for one another, standing in the gap for one another, being an encourager, being the builder of the body of Christ, and see how beautifully the church of Jesus will grow in grace and in glory. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. Like Barnabas, Lord, I pray, make us encouragers, that we'll encourage one another in the house of God. We will build up one another in the house of God. We will be genuinely concerned about the welfare of one another. We will stand in the gap and pray for one another. And Lord, I pray that, Father, that in this world, which is anti-Christian, in this world that is Lord, contrary to every Christian principle, I pray that you'll give the grace for us to be the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. I pray for your flock, Lord, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release God's great grace and glory to be their portion. You will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I thank you, Lord, because your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I pray, Lord, that your healing virtue will flow from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that, Lord, we will walk in robust health and strength that comes forth through the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. We bless you, we love you, we worship you, and we give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.